we hear of Dingle. There's a Dingle? Where the heck is Dingle? He said, promise me you'll go to Dingle. It was a rainy, windy time in London. The sky was grey, wet umbrellas flipped away. We got around town in the underground, on the Thames in a boat to Piccadilly, on a coach of living here. What could we think? Might Londoners be driven to drink? But then we heard that we should go to Dingle. To Salisbury town, the Queen came down, but we went looking for stones and thatch-roofed homes. The land is strewn with old monarchs' ruins, mighty castles ignored, abbeys Henry abhorred. Would such dreary days in May drive explorers to journey away? I wonder if they knew of Dingle. Well, we hear of Dingle. There's a Dingle? Where the heck is Dingle? He said, promise me you'll go to Dingle. From Kilkenny to Killarney to Tidy Adair, quaint pubs in the towns, green pastures all around. Sturdy Irishmen cleared this rocky land, building walls over here and more over there, as a service to us his guests. In Killarney our host suggests that we consider a day in Dingle. Well, we hear of Dingle, there's a Dingle. On a map he showed us Dingle, he suggested that we go to Dingle. Well, we drove on up to Dingle, we did. The sun shone through and turned the grey sky blue. Fish and penguins on parade in the Dingle streets, and the drive along the sea was lovely as can be. The taxi driver in London should know. We kept our promise and to Dingle did go. And if you visit fair Ireland, you might put Dingle in your plan, because we think that you should go.